Peters reporting the House has passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
By a vote of 320-91, the House offered its overwhelming and bipartisan support for the bill that coincides with anti-Israel and anti-Jewish protests taking place on college campuses. It would mandate that when the Department of Education enforces its anti-discrimination laws, it use the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Critics argue that definition is too broad and say the bill could lead to the suppression of free speech. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
There are still differences between the United States and Israel over the southern city of Rafah as Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads home after talks with Israeli leaders.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sticking to his pledge. He says he still wants to carry out an operation in the Gaza city of Rafah. That is the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza. Blinken has issued a warning against that. He says he does not want to see an Israeli operation in Rafah unless Israel can present a better and credible plan to protect the hundreds of thousands of civilians huddling in Rafah.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. Blinken is pushing for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas to impress on them that the time is now for an agreement that would free hostages and bring a pause in the nearly 7 months of war. The United States has imposed new sanctions on hundreds of companies and people tied to Russia's weapons development program, as well as more than a dozen Chinese entities accused of helping Moscow find workarounds to earlier penalties. And sanctions are being imposed on individuals tied to the death of Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny. This is SRN News. A new poll on religion and culture.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks respondents whether their religious beliefs are in conflict with the cultural norms of the U.S. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say yes. 66% feel their faith puts them at odds with the culture. 36% of white mainline Protestants agree, as do 35% of black Protestants and 37% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's and North Carolina's refusal to cover sex change operations for transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 8-6 in the case involving North Carolina's state employee health plan and Medicaid in West Virginia. Both states had appealed separate lower court rulings. Similar cases are under consideration in courts around the country. This is SRN News. A prominent China scientist has been allowed back in his lab.
The first scientist to publish a sequence of the COVID-19 virus in China says he's been allowed back into work after days of protest. Zhang Yongzhen posted online early Wednesday that authorities had tentatively agreed to allow him and his team to return to his lab and continue their research for now. Zhang had been staging a sit-in protest outside the lab since the weekend after he and his team were suddenly notified they had to leave it, a sign of Beijing's continuing pressure on scientists conducting research on the coronavirus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military plans to return to Chad within a month for talks about revising an agreement that allows it to keep troops based there. This follows Niger's decision to order all U.S. troops out of that country. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.